pretty clean. I should also have the recording started for this session. So the way we're going to do this, my name is Greg Rattray. I'm ICANN's Chief Internet Security Advisor, and this working group kind of proceeds from a staff perspective under my purview as the security person with a security team. However, it's a community working group. Unfortunately, the two co-chairs of the working group, Michael Pelage and Christopher Venn, were both unavailable. Timing of this session related to the time in North America is not good. So the way we're going to go through what the work that's been done by this working group at this point is I am going to kick off the session, and we're going to have Andy Welch, who's really been the driver in terms of the ICANN staff. Andy's with the KPMG team that supports ICANN in putting this program together, both the work that was done over the summer and was released in the fall as part of Draft Applicant Guidebook 3, the concept paper for a high security zone verification program, as well as supporting Michael and Christoph in the work that's been done in the working group. So with that, I need to make sure I cover a few administrative things. First, I very much want to welcome everybody here in Nairobi. We've got the biggest room. We have the full conference room. There's probably 30 people in this room total. We're getting quite an echo as we do this. But I also want to welcome those from all the remote sites in there who have dialed in to participate. Yuri Ito, to my left, will also be helping orchestrate this, and I will actually have to depart early at about 3 o'clock during the session, and Yuri will help work with Craig Schwartz, who's running the Adobe Connect remote participation room. So it's very much going to be a tag team effort. Administratively, I need to remind participants that the call in the Adobe chat room will be recorded and posted to the high security TLD information page in the next 24 hours. Regarding Adobe, I want to please remind folks to use the click on the icon that allows you to raise your hands. That will raise your hand in the Adobe Connect chat room. That allows Craig to identify who wants to make a comment, as well as the order in which hands were raised. And I do want to remind everybody, there is a work in progress paper on this working group's efforts published on the ICANN public comment forum, so you can look at that and make public comment in addition to obviously participating in this meeting this afternoon. And I'll make sure I cover the full gamut of administrative issues. And that public comment period is open until 8 April. So with that, again, I'll kick off this session. What is the HSTLD program? And, listed here on the slide, I'll just read the goal statement. The goal of the High Security Zone Top-Level Domain Advisory Group is to bring together community representatives to evaluate the viability of a voluntary program supporting control standards and incentives that could potentially be adopted to provide an enhanced level of trust and security over the baseline registration authority controls. So there is the kind of purpose statement for the group. Where it came from, Andy's going to go over the kind of origins of the group a little bit in a little bit of depth. But this is one of the efforts supporting closing out the overarching issues related to the new GTLD effort. Though this group in particular is not necessarily limiting the development of the high security TLD program solely to the new GTLD. So I just wanted to provide some of that context. It is designed to provide a structured approach to improve internet community trust and, to help improve the overall security of domains registered within the participating TLDs. Again, at this point, it's envisioned that it's a generic program that could be applied by the range of TLD types that currently and in the future will exist. So with that, I'd like to turn the presentation again over to Andy Welch, who's been the principal staffer behind this effort, and he'll lead us through the slides. Andy, Well, there are a number of slides. My goal would be that you get that done within 30 to 40 minutes to allow the remainder, the other half of the session, to be a vigorous discussion with the people both here in Nairobi and remotely. Andy, are you ready to go?
I am, great. Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. And welcome, everybody. Thank you once again for your and to the co-chairs, both Mike and Christoph, for helping us. Thank you.
Andy, I'm sorry. I'm trying. Andy, it's Greg. I'm trying to follow. I want to make sure I know which slide you're on. Andy, could you just announce? Okay, members. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got you. So thank you very much, Andy. You hit the time exactly, and that was well done, and clearly heard here in Nairobi. So we're in some ways going to kind of have to do this on the fly. This is the first meeting where remote participation has been an essential element of how ICANN has been doing its work. So again, to my left, I have Yuri Ito. She's working with Craig in the Adobe Connect room. We'll try to, I think, Craig, if this works from your perspective, just go back and forth if there's a large number of people queued up both here and in the Adobe Connect room. So if I could take hands from people here, I'll probably, and I've got one already, I got two. It would be useful, actually, if you think you're going to have a question. Obviously, you can come up with one at a later date. But how many questions do we have burning in the room right now? So we got just two here. Craig, do you have hands up in the Adobe Connect room?
Yes, I probably have one right above them.
Okay, so why don't we go first with Lee here, and then we'll go to you, Craig, and then back here.
Lee Williams with the Financial Services Roundtable. Andy, Craig, Yuri, everyone. We from the financial services industry very much appreciate all of the energy that's gone into this initiative. I think we've made enormous strides over the course of this work. We still have, I think, just one concern which may not belong in the working group at the implementation stage. It's probably more a policy question, and that's in the inclusion of voluntary as part of the charter. We still think that at least for financial services, the activities are sensitive enough that some of these requirements should be mandatory. We'll work that in other fora. We'll work that in the policy veins for, sorry?
Can you speak slow? We have a comment.
Sorry. We'll work that in other fora, including the policy threads at ICANN. We'll work it with regulators, and ultimately some of it may have to be worked in the marketplace where we press one another to adopt as high a security standard as possible. One comment, I think, as we look at the demonstration issues, there are two models that I think we might look to somewhat inform our choices of report card or certification. And I don't know that one is better or worse than the other, but some others have begun that work. One is we sponsor a program called the Shared Assessments Program, which works on a report card model. Companies, about 70 now, do a self-assertion, and then they have an independent check of that assertion, which at the end of the day checks each element but stops short of having a binary approval or disapproval. So we get detail that gets checked, but nobody is saying you are or aren't secure. One model. Another model is adopted by the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, the 21 countries that have a Pacific shoreline. In security and privacy, they're too looking at something that very closely models standards, controls, and a published list. They too have first a self-assessment, an assertion, and then a check by an independent authority, and then ultimately publish a list of those now who have met a threshold. So they do have ultimately an approval process and a binary judgment on whether people are or aren't respecting the APEC privacy standard, which is actually an APEC privacy and security standard. So through our involvement in the working group, we'll make sure that we get whatever lessons we can out of those two models. And again, I'd like to thank everyone for all that they invest in making this initiative a success.
Thank you, Lee, and thank you for BITS' continuing participation in the effort. Craig, over to you, and I think Rick Wilhelm was the name I heard wanting to make a comment from the remote participation.
Sure, thanks, Craig. Thank you.
So I'm going to take a quick one, and then Annie, I'm going to turn it over to you. But certainly mapping, you know, existing efforts that would be applicable to this sort of control regime, and then, you know, in implementation, thinking about how to utilize those existing efforts is part of the overall game plan. And again, Andy, if you want to amplify on that, that's good, as well as on the issue of the selection of assessors and in certifying the assessors. So Andy Welch, over to you.
Thanks, Greg. So Rick, excellent question. First, on the existing model, one of the things I'd encourage anyone and everyone to do is to look at the existing.